current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this week's segment of News Right Now, the campus standoff. Protests in Jakarta have erupted this late August as an outcome of the people of Indonesia are experiencing due to the horrible economic circumstances. The perks the lawmakers gained from the government spending was what triggered the protests for the people of Indonesia, who are hardly able to provide for their families. Yet, what set the protests ablaze, causing the protests to become riots, was the killing of a taxi driver who was hit by a police vehicle. These riots caused millions of dollars of damage, stressing the economic situation further. In the city of Bandung, police fired tear gas and rubber bullets at protesters near two universities, killing 10 people within a week. Students claim this is a way for the Indonesian government to seek silent dissent, saying they were quote-unquote brutally attacked on campus. Head of Islamic Students Union at the university, Raviv Tuanku Al-Sayed, told Reuters, quote, "We feel campuses are no longer safe for students. When military or security officers come into our campuses, then there is no longer a safe zone for us," end quote. This comes as no surprise because back in October 2023, the Indonesian mask of quote-unquote democracy slipped when a bill was being pushed to silence journalists. While Indonesia is being set ablaze, President Prabowo Subianto discussed labor laws not fixing the growing gap between the rich and the poor, with lawmakers gaining economic perks. Quote, "The growing gap between the rich and the poor in Indonesia provides an easy, combustible, dry hay situation," end quote, said Ahmad Sukarsono, associate director at consultancy Control Risks. He continues to say, quote, "Policies that fail to consider social sensitives, like the perks for parliaments, then turn into matchsticks," end quote. The Indonesian government's actions are a clear indication of how the people living under it are neglected. When we look into the actions of the government, we see its energy in pleasing its master, the U.S. The U.S. has embedded itself in the policy-making process, which gives influence from political governance to the very crucial economic liberation. A clear indication of this are the agreements between Indonesia and the U.S. Oil, gas, copper, and gold have been extracted and exported under agreements that disproportionately favor foreign corporations, especially those linked to the U.S. This agreement is one the government of Indonesia celebrates, a clear indication that Indonesia is not only weak economically, but also politically. Political elites are preoccupied with power struggles, sharing positions, and siphoning off the country's wealth through state development projects and corruption. O people of Indonesia, the economic situation is caused by the ideological colonization of capitalism, which is founded on secularism. Even though the Dutch colonizers were expelled, the system and legal framework have been preserved and is being enforced to this day, allowing the lawmaking process to be influenced by foreign powers. Only through Islam, every part of life will be set in a specific and detailed manner, a system only by the creator of the worlds. No matter how much we look into and try to improve the laws we have in place under the current secular order, it will always be dictated by man's whims and desires. Only under Islam will the systems of servitude to foreign powers vanish. Servitude will be to the just, the merciful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who created man and his whims. This is why it is important to focus on not changing laws or pushing for a spike in minimum wage, but to focus on uprooting the secular capitalist system as a whole and adopt the Islamic way, the Khilafah, Caliphate. Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.